The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, his Bible's green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Say what you want about this broadcast. Our guests, our listeners, our supporters are as real as it gets. I'm very honored and humbled to be here. In the last 5 minutes, we have Lord Monckton and Paul Wadsden comes in for the fourth hour, a fresh horse, a big brain in the fight for liberty. Straight ahead. I want to take phone calls with Lord Monckton, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. And he's right. The science is where it's all at. That's where you win this thing or lose it. And they are scared right now. Ron, go ahead, Lord Monckton. Finish your point. Then we're going to Ron in Washington. Go ahead.
The point I was making is a sound one, that there's a lot of nonsense being talked about the need to do geoengineering. The fact is all such schemes are far more dangerous than global warming would ever be. They're also far more expensive.
Aren't they just boondoggles?
And they probably wouldn't work either.
Aren't they just boondoggles where these guys get billions to play savior of the earth?
That is exactly what it's all about. And the time for these frauds to continue is now drawing to a close as our fraud investigation team starts getting its teeth into the worst of these fraudsters and bringing them actually into the courts one by one. That's the way to deal with criminality in the scientific sphere. These scientists have got to understand they are no longer above the law just because they wear white coats with leaky virus.
By the way, I was having you on 10 years ago and you weren't this positive. I mean, we're not cheerleading here and we're still in deep trouble, but I mean, there's some major success happening.
We are winning now. The movement, as far as the science is concerned, the climate official line has collapsed. There's no longer any way to shore it up. The growing discrepancy between what they said would happen and the far lesser rate of warming that has happened, this is something they can no longer deny.
Well, they want to stand in the way of human progress, control all of our energy, and play God like communists handing out sausages and bread in Moscow in 1970. I mean, it's just so exciting to see them in trouble, and nobody deserves more credit than you, Lord Monckton. I know you don't want it, but here's the Lord Monckton, folks. Let's all toast to him right now, metaphysically, to the truth and standing up and being proven right in the end. A true example for us are Lord Christopher Monckton, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. I got loaded phone lines. We've only got time for one more before Paul Wadsden. Ron in Washington State, you're on the air with Lord Monckton. Go ahead.
Two quick points. One, the problem isn't CO2 excess. It's O2 minimalized. There's too little oxygen in the world right now. That's point one. Point two. Why don't you, in the same time you cause these individuals to stand justice for fraud, RICO them at the same time because of their profits?
The United States is, of course, a very good option, and we are looking at that because we get triple damages if the court awards damages. So that's certainly a thing that we are looking at.
Sure, RICO is the standard deal, but I mean, don't we need though, more carbon, more oxygen, more carbon? I mean, aren't we in a starved level right now?
Yes, we are. We need more carbon dioxide. And to answer the first question of the point, which is about, is there too little oxygen? When Joseph Priestley first discovered oxygen, he was able to measure its content in the atmosphere quite accurately 200 or 300 years ago at 20.67%. And if you were to measure it today, it is still 20.67%. So don't worry, the oxygen isn't running out.
Oh, good.
There's plenty of plants and trees, the CO2 is fertilizing them, and they are therefore producing oxygen very happily, and so we can all breathe safely at night.
But it is an incredible trace gas we live off of. I mean, thank God for it.
Well, of course, oxygen isn't a trace gas. CO2 is a trace gas, and that is...
It sounds really low, though, compared to...
Life on Earth. All animal life on Earth and all plant life on Earth absolutely depends on CO2, and the idea of demonizing it is one of the left's stupidest mistakes.
Look at the left symbol. The peace symbol is a symbol of death.
on this, as on everything, is simply wrong, scientifically speaking and objectively speaking. It's simply wrong. Most of them know it now, and they're all trying to work out their escape route. For some of them, there will be no escape
route. Great job, Lord Monckton. Congratulations. We salute you. Thank you, Lord Monckton.
God bless.
Paul Watson's coming out of the bullpen into the gates right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I respect my audience. I know that our viewers and listeners are among the most informed, pro-liberty, pro-human, God-fearing people on the face of the earth. It's time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and prepare and to get the storable foods and the high-quality water filtration systems that you need for your family. Shortwave, emergency radios, you name it, we have it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, InfoWars select storable foods that are the highest quality, longest-lasting, produced right here in the U.S. foods are 30 to 40% off retail. We only do this special twice a year. You get super high quality storable foods that are fresh, last 25 years. You're prepared. You're ready. That key area is taken care of. It's insurance you can eat. You are getting an amazing deal on it, and you are funding the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Bottom line, it's time to get prepared. So for a limited time, 40 to 30% off all the InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're live. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Richard Reeves specifically about that amazing incident yesterday in Indiana where Ted Cruz was confronted by a heckler, the media are calling him, a Trump protester. Ted Cruz basically got owned. Of course, he's completely desperate now. If he fails in Indiana to take enough delegates off Trump, which it looks like he will indeed fail to do, then he's basically finished. They're talking about rumors of him suspending his campaign later this week. So could this confrontation between Ted Cruz and this protester in Indiana have been a setup, a provocation, a planned event, not something that just naturally occurred from the very beginning? We're going to talk to Richard Reeves because he's been around, in and around these primaries. He's tried to get access to Ted Cruz, and he basically says it's the hardest thing imaginable. And yet somehow we get this spontaneous confrontation between Cruz and this pro-Trump, anti-Cruz protester, was Ted Cruz trying to incite some act of violence or stage some kind of PR event when he partook in this confrontation? We're going to talk to Richard Reeves about that later, because again, it illustrates the desperation that Cruz is now betraying as he heads into Indiana with the polls firmly against him. So we're going to get to that in the bottom of the hour, but I want to start off with this, because the Fat Pride movement and the unholy alliance between the Fat Pride movement and third wave feminism is something that I've delved into on many occasions in the past. And in fact, I've got a video coming out later today about this issue. Some of you will remember last year there was a supplier of protein products called Protein World here in the United Kingdom. They came out with an ad, which was basically a massive poster campaign slapped across subways, billboards across the country. And the ad said, "Are you beach body ready?" behind a picture of a thin, shapely woman. Again, God forbid you would want to show somebody who was thin, fertile and attractive in a bod, in an ad which is about an aspirational goal of achieving a beach body. God forbid you would want to do that as a company that sells protein products to help people try and achieve this level of fitness. Of course, what happened was the poster campaign was completely defaced. Fat, militant feminists spewed in outrage all over the shop. They basically carried out bomb threats against Protein World. That happened. And of course, the media jumped right in. And again, it became about this issue of making fat pride and body positivity, and indeed in some cases obesity, a social justice cause, rather than what it is in reality, which is a chronic health problem which costs the National Health Service in the UK £16 billion every single year, more than smoking, more than alcohol. And yet again, it's been turned, with the aid of the leftist media narrative, into a massive social justice cause. So we're going to get into that, because basically the Fat Pride movement, as I've illustrated before, is incredibly harmful to women, which is why this bizarre alliance with feminism, as we've seen, makes no sense unless you understand that third wave feminism has nothing whatsoever to do with helping women. It has everything to do with allowing these permanently offended, constantly triggered, militant fat feminists feel better about themselves to the detriment of everybody else, to the detriment of women furthering their own careers by appearing in ads such as the Protein World Beachbody ad, by, you know, being grid girls, being page three girls, women actually having the choice, whether you agree with it or not morally, to do what they want with their own body. You would think that would be an ideal supported by feminists, but in every single case, it's not. Again, they tried to ban the Athena tennis girl poster last year. Every single example where a woman chooses to use her good looks, her body, to get ahead in life, they clamp down on it at every single turn. And we're seeing that again with these ads, the Beachbody ad, which we saw last year, and similar ones in future, because the Business Insider is reporting the UK's ad regulator is cracking down on adverts that stereotype women. The UK's advertising watchdog is launching a formal investigation into, quote, gender stereotyping in advertising. Now, this is the Advertising Standards Authority. This is the official body that regulates advertising and has the power to ban certain imagery in advertising. So now they're talking about basically banning thin, attractive women to please permanently offended fat, militant feminists, off the back of last year's Protein World controversy. Now, listen to what the head of this agency, Guy Parker, said. He said that the agency plans to ban ads that, quote, cause offence. So if any small number of organised militant fringe extremists, which is what the Fat Pride movement is, decides that they're offended by something, they will complain and that ad will be banned. Again, this is another example of them seizing power simply off the platform of being offended or claiming to be offended. But this is being done in the name of, quote, equality. Again, Parker said the ban was a result of the increasing political and public debate on equality issues. Yet what will this new round of regulation address? Well, according to him, it will address, quote, the objectification and sexualization of women in ads. Not of men and women, just of women. So, of course, it's going to be completely fine for Cristiano Ronaldo to parade around in his tight underwear for Armani. But God forbid you would want to show an attractive thin model on the front of a Beachbody ad. That will be banned to appease militant, fat, permanently outraged feminists. This is what's happening in the UK. Again, just one small example of how they gain control of media simply by being offended. And again, this is about the fat pride movement proving what it is, which is a detriment to women. This is all based around the fact that feminists are basically inflicting their self-loathing on other women. The stereotype is generally true. I don't know if you've noticed, but most of them aren't too hot. They tend to be social and sexual failures with bizarre multicolored hair, not too attractive, and in many cases, grossly overweight. We've all seen the legend of Trigglypuff, and now that's percolating down into them actually trying to ban the use of pretty women in adverts. And that could be dismissed as some fringe radical belief, you know, Tumblr, Twitter feminists screeching once again, why don't you just ignore them? They have no power. Well, this is yet another example. They have power. They're taking over certain sectors of the media when we know that they're taking over certain sectors of university campuses with the complete myth, BS, college rape culture that they've invented, which now at the University of Massachusetts, which is where last week's the triggering event happened, where the Trigglypuff meltdown occurred. Now I'm getting messages from students at that university who say that male students who basically just go to a party, just show up to a party and merely look at a woman in a way that's not appreciated, you know, gaze rape, they call it. In some cases, those female students, again, hopped up on this militant feminism, are reporting them for sexual assault simply for looking at them. That's what some of the, in this case, a female student at the University of Massachusetts told me just a few days ago in the aftermath of this triggering event, where now the social justice warriors who got denounced, who got called out by Stephen Crowder, by Milo Yiannopoulos, by Christina Hoff Sommers, are now complaining, claiming that their safe spaces were violated and actually talking about suing people for having a different opinion. So they're crushing free speech or attempting to at the university level. They're imposing censorship at the media level in terms of advertising, and this is just the latest round of that. So again, I've got a big video on that coming out later, proving once again that feminism is harmful to women, not only in pushing body positivity and saying that obese people should have just embraced it, even though it's linked with all manner of horrible life-shortening diseases, but now they're basically going to put good-looking, attractive women who have worked hard out of work simply because they're triggered by their appearance, because again, in most cases, these people aren't too hot. They don't take responsibility for their own horrible lifestyle choices. So instead of them having to own up to that and get on an exercise bike or go running in the park, no, it's society that has to cater for it. It's airlines that have to widen seats to accommodate obese people, not obese people having to lose weight. And if you dare suggest that losing weight might be a good idea, well, maybe that's a hate crime. Maybe you're going to get sued for having that opinion, and your ads are going to get banned and boycotted, as we saw with Protein World. What actually happened is that Protein World refused to apologize, which most people don't get, that that is the ultimate and only way of defeating these social justice warriors. Never back down, never cave in. They refused to do so. They made about £1 million more than they would have expected simply because of all the free publicity. And then they launched the exact same huge billboard campaign in New York City. So again, an example to anyone else who is the victim of this outrage culture, never back down, never apologize. But in the case of the ASA, the UK Advertising Standards Authority, they have caved into fat militant feminists. And in their own words, they're talking about censoring the objectification of women, which, as you saw with the Protein World example, is basically thin, attractive women. But it's not going to apply for men, proving again that it has nothing to do with equality. We'll be back after this break on the fourth hour overdrive of The Alex Jones Show, breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Drive of the Alex Jones Show. We've got Richard Reeves coming up in the next segment to talk about that confrontation between Ted Cruz and the pro-Trump protester in Indiana. Was it staged? Was it a setup? Was it an attempt on behalf of the Cruz campaign to provoke these Trump protesters and to create some kind of incident which they could then use to again peddle this media narrative that Trump supporters are violent? When, of course, in every single example that we've documented over and over again, it's the leftist Bernie Sanders supporters who are spitting in people's faces, punching them in the face, kicking them on the ground, defacing vehicles, all manner of civil unrest and riotous behavior that we've seen over the past couple of months. Again, the media continues to blame it on Donald Trump. Was that confrontation an attempt to contrive some kind of similar incident? Richard Reeves is going to give us the inside take on that because he's been around the Ted Cruz campaign, so that's coming up in the next segment. But I wanted to flash back to this quote, and we've got a video clip coming up in a second. This is Karl Rove from 2004, and Alex has included this quote in his documentary films before. Quote, "We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality, judiciously as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities which you can study too. And that's how things will sort out. We are history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do." So that was Karl Rove back in 2004, sounding pretty confident on the notion that he and the establishment, the elite in general, were able to craft reality completely outside of the notion of any objective reality. And that is particularly relevant when it comes to the Donald Trump campaign, given what Karl Rove said about Donald Trump as recently as July last year. Let's go to that clip.
I do think there are sort of three tiers of candidates. There are three candidates who, in reverse alphabetical order, Walker, Rubio, Bush, or alphabetical order, Bush, Rubio, Walker, or inside-out order, Rubio, Walker, Bush, or Rubio, Bush, Walker. That's the top tier. We're likely to see the nominee come out of that group. We have a second tier, which includes people like Ted Cruz and Governor Perry and Ben Carson and maybe a couple of others. And one or two, you know, one might have to be Rick Santorum. Maybe one of those gets into the top tier. But right now they're in the second tier. And then we've got sort of the third tier, which are people who really are unlikely to break through. They're good people, some of them, but they're unlikely to break through. Or in the case of Donald Trump, they're complete idiots.
That was Karl Rove back in July last year saying basically that Donald Trump had no chance whatsoever. He was a third-tier candidate and that Rubio, Walker and Bush would be the top-tier candidates, all of whom, of course, have dropped out, their campaigns ending in complete failure. Well, it appears that Karl Rove is not so good at creating reality anymore, and in fact, he has turned out to be the complete idiot, because this is out of Politico.com. Poll, Trump up to 56% nationally. Now, of course, yesterday we had Rasmussen come out and say that Trump was ahead of Hillary Clinton in a hypothetical head-to-head for the first time, among some estimates. Of course, we had the narrative that it's impossible for Trump to beat Hillary. The only candidates that could beat Hillary were Kasich and Cruz. Now that's being overturned. So Politico reports Donald Trump reached a new high among Republicans in a national NBC News poll released Tuesday. The real estate mogul has 56% support, more than doubling his advantage over Ted Cruz, who sits at 22%. Kasich rounds out the survey with 14% support, an additional 7% remain undecided. And of course, in that poll yesterday, Rasmussen, you had 89% of Republicans saying basically that they were comfortable with Donald Trump being the candidate. There's very little enthusiasm amongst Republican voters for this brokered convention. We have another poll. This is Gateway Pundit. Trump jumps to 34-point lead in California after violent leftists and Mexicans riot outside Trump rally. So again, yet another poll in which Donald Trump is leaping ahead, confounding claims that he's a complete loser made by Colrowe back in 2004, who seems unable or incapable of crafting that reality which he bragged about so much back 12 years ago. We're going to be back after the break with Richard Reeves talking about that confrontation between Cruz and the pro-Trump protesters. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for Abe when they pull that gate. And I hope that judging...
You're back on the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. Now, of course, yesterday we saw this amazing confrontation between Ted Cruz and a pro-Trump protester, which the media is calling a heckler, in Indiana. Basically, Cruz went up to him and tried to stage some kind of incident. We're going to get into some speculation on what might have happened behind that here with Richard Reeves in a moment. But basically, Cruz is trying to ask the Trump protester, and we played the video earlier in the show, you know, why he supports Donald Trump. And of course, lying Ted being lying Ted told a bunch of lies once again. Now, of course, Cruz told the protester, quote, he's not going to build the wall and he's not going to deport anyone. And he claimed that this is what Trump, in a secret interview, told the New York Times editorial board. Of course, there's no evidence that actually happened. In fact, The New York Times itself said, quote, "It's not as if we are sitting on a news story here or holding something back from publication." So the New York Times itself basically intimated that Trump never said that. And yet Cruz states it as an assertion of fact. He's not going to build the wall. He's not going to deport anyone. That's what Cruz said that Trump told the New York Times. It never happened. Also, and we played the video again earlier, Cruz said that Trump said he'd cut a deal with Chuck Schumer to, quote, "take away your Second Amendment." Of course, again, another complete bold-faced lie. What Trump actually said was that he could cut a deal with Schumer in a general sense. The issue of the Second Amendment, the issue of gun control, never came up. So even in trying to imply that Donald Trump was a liar in that confrontation, Ted Cruz told two more flagrant lies. Again, it completely backfired. At the end of the confrontation, Ted Cruz is doing all these dramatic pauses. You know, he's not actually trying to talk to people in a normal conversation. He's acting like he's giving a speech at the National Press Club or CPAC. So he keeps pausing between saying his words, which gives the protesters the chance to jump in. And Ted Cruz basically says, "What is the real question?" And they respond, "Are you from Canada?" And everybody just laughs out loud. Again, completely backfired. Yet it appears that this could have been a last-ditch desperate measure by Ted Cruz to stage some kind of incident. Now, we've got up on Infowars.com, tiny crowd greets Cruz in Indiana. Cruz can't even reach capacity of small venues. Go and look at these pictures and then compare them to the Donald Trump rallies. He's basically finished. We've got DC Whispers reporting Cruz preparing to suspend campaign this week. Again, his sources, this is a Washington insider, suggesting that if he performs poorly in Indiana, which the polls suggest he will, Cruz could suspend his campaign. He could give up on the idea of a broken convention altogether. So this is how desperate the Cruz campaign is going into Indiana, which is interesting that it coincides with this confrontation, which seemingly came out of nowhere. Now, we've got Richard Reeves on the line. He, of course, has been reporting for InfoWars at these primary events. He's noted how almost nigh on impossible it is to get access to Ted Cruz, and yet suddenly, spontaneously, Cruz is having a conversation with, in some cases, these irate pro-Trump protesters. So, Richard, welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul, thanks for bringing me in real quick on the last minute. Yes, I just had to report this today. It's Election Day in Indiana.
Okay,
so super important to get this out.
We'll get to Richard in a second, but again, you go up on Infowars.com. Tiny crowds greet Cruz in Indiana.
What happened?
Ted Cruz is only attracting tiny crowds of people to his speeches in Indiana, indicating his campaign is facing complete collapse. And there's a bunch of tweets here with the pictures. Basically, he can't even fill a quarter of a small auditorium. You compare that to the size of the Trump crowds, standing room only. You know, Ted Cruz is completely finished. He's getting desperate, which is interesting that it coincides with this confrontation, which seems to have been staged. Let's talk to Richard Reeves about it. Richard, you've been on the campaign trail there at the primaries. You've tried to access the Cruz inner circle. You've noted how difficult it is, and yet suddenly we have this spontaneous confrontation. Seems a little contrived, don't you think?
Absolutely, 100% contrived. Paul, I saw that last night on Fox, and it's like, whoa, that doesn't happen that way. And what it is basically, you know, I've been on the campaign trail starting back in December. I confronted Ted Cruz to invite him on the Alex Jones Show numerous times, live and in person and through surrogates. But to get to the live and in person, basically your best opportunity normally to Ted Cruz is you have to wait for a chance at the rope line. You know, his surrogates really won't help you necessarily unless you're a big ABC, NBC affiliate, something like that. They basically just, oh, you give me your email and phone number and that's it. So basically you got to wait for the rope line. And Matt Weber right there in our production studio can attest to this. He was my cameraman on some of these trips that we made to see Ted Cruz. So anyway, so bottom line is, even if you go, let's say, to the back of a venue, it could be a small venue, it could be a small civic center or something like that, Well, basically, the Secret Service and or whoever the security team that Ted Cruz was using, I don't know for sure if it was Secret Service. It appeared to be to me. But anyway, they would actually make sure that the back entrance area, the entrance area where Ted Cruz would come in, would be totally secured. You couldn't be back there because I tried. I tried to go back there in the back to be able to have a minute or two conversation, a question, and back and forth with him. No way, Jose, was that going to happen. So when I saw that clip yesterday, I thought, wow, that is totally not spontaneous, because what I'm sure he did is he looked around at some venue. I wish we could get all 100% of the details, but he clearly looked around and found some Trump supporters, and he didn't go to the mainstream guys. He went to guys that had been NWO, soft-killed heavily. I myself am heavily soft-killed. To what degree, I don't know, but all of us are soft-killed to some degree. So he selected some intimidating-looking Trump supporters that have been, had a little extra soft-kill done to him. So he clearly, in my view, was trying to provoke a punch to be thrown. I had no doubt about that. And by the way, Glenn Beck was with him in that incident, because I was monitoring the enemy transmission today by Glenn Beck, and he says, oh, yeah, Ted Cruz walked across the street to confront these Trump supporters. So there's corroboration right now. These Trump supporters didn't necessarily seek Ted Cruz out. He was cherry-picking and finding. It's just like we see with mainstream, left-stream media, where there could be a protest about some super legitimate, valid issue, but who do the mainstream guys look to find to be the proponents or the spokespersons for that cause? They'll find somebody that, not necessarily mainstream America can identify with.
So it looks like it was a deliberate decision by the Cruz campaign to go and confront these protesters. Like you said, they picked some of the less intelligent, the more aggressive ones. They kind of calmed down after Cruz was talking to them for a couple of minutes. And yet still, Cruz ended up getting owned, because he tried to impugn Donald Trump by grilling these individuals on why they support Donald Trump. But in the process, he only exposed himself to be a liar, because he said that Trump told the New York Times editorial board in this secret interview that's so explosive, the New York Times says there's basically nothing to it and they're not even going to release it, that Trump said, quote, he's not going to build the wall, he's not going to deport anyone. There's no evidence that Trump ever said that. So even in the act of trying to impugn Trump as a liar, Ted Cruz only proves himself to be a massive liar. It only backfired, didn't it?
Yes, it backfired. And I'll tell you what, that's probably going to backfire on him, but, he tried it. That's what's worrisome, is that we got to watch out for these staged false flag. The New World Order, the powers that be, are just chomping at the bit for Trump supporters to appear violent in any manner. It's just like in the upcoming general election, whenever we see Trump get this nomination, they're probably going to replay that one guy from North Carolina, that older gentleman, the 70-plus-year-old that took a swipe at the Black Lives Matter kid, and they're probably going to play that. We're going to probably see that a million times. It'll probably be bigger than, you name it, the shot across the world, the punch across the world, whatever, punch, the across the world. So, yeah, he got caught in more lies. He got caught in that, and I tell you, Paul, one thing that we noticed, and we reported on it last Tuesday, was in that five-state, the Acela primary, where you had Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, we noticed Ted Cruz had dropped down into, barely over 10%, 10, 11, 12%. I think his highest state, I think he got 19, 20% in his highest state out of the five last week. So really, a big key turning point was, and we called it last Tuesday by pointing out those numbers, is when he teamed up with Kasich to try to play Indiana in his favor, to get people not to vote for Kasich in Indiana and come over and vote for him, and also the states of Oregon that they're playing games with, Oregon and New Mexico. So that was a key point when we saw Trump zoom up to that 60% level in those five states. It was expected we'd see 50 or 60% in New York, but those Acela states, the five states that came up last Tuesday, that was really big, and I think that showed the beginning and the end of Ted Cruz. And so now we've seen him make more and more mistakes. And I tell you what, with today being such a pivotal day with Indiana, we just absolutely had to get this story out. Ted Cruz knew that this would be on mainstream press. And look, even though there was no physical altercation, he still succeeded on getting that coverage. Well, how much of that type of coverage have you seen him talking with Trump supporters before? It's right now on the eve of Indiana. You see it finally.
No, he just seems to be lurching from one disaster to another. Do you think that if he performs poorly in Indiana, that basically he's gonna fold, or is he gonna drag it onto a brokered convention?
Well, I'm gonna make a video on this slider and give a full update on that. But basically, I think if Ted Cruz gets whipped tonight at the polls, which watch out for black box voting, we know about that. We'll have to watch for that. But if he gets whipped tonight, I think if it were only up to Ted Cruz, I think he would do the right thing and step out. But he's got people behind him, the Jeb Bushes, the Bush family, the Neil Bushes. He's got GOP establishment people behind him. But that's fractured, too. And like I say, I'll have more details in a different video on that. So I think Ted Cruz alone would probably step out. It's the people behind him. It's the money powers behind him, the NWO powers behind him that may say, well, sorry, Ted, we don't care if your political career gets ruined or whatever. Don't worry. We'll put plenty of money in your bank. So I think that, basically it's a toss-up. If it was up to Ted, he probably would. But anyway, time will tell. We're about to find out tonight.
Okay, there goes Richard Reeves, InfoWars reporter. Thanks for joining us, Richard.
Thank you very much, Paul. We'll see you guys later in some more videos, and keep it up with InfoWars.com.
Okay, there goes Richard Reeves. And, of course, the top story on Drudge right now, this is out of Zero Hedge. Ted Cruz explodes in epic anti-Trump rant. Is utterly amoral, narcissist, philandering, pathological liar. This is a quote from Ted Cruz. He continues to double down. Quote, this man is a pathological liar. He doesn't know the difference between truth and lies. Well, Cruz just told a massive whopper out there in public while he was trying to stage this incident to impugn Trump as a liar. He said Trump told the New York Times he wasn't going to build the wall. He wasn't going to deport anyone. Trump never said that. Even the New York Times said that he never said that, because they're not even going to publish the interview. If it was that explosive, they would publish it. Again, there's no evidence that Trump ever said that. So in calling out Trump for being a liar, Ted Cruz continues to tell whopper after whopper, and it's not looking too good for him, given his poll numbers, given his tiny crowds. There's no enthusiasm behind him whatsoever. There's no momentum. And he's basically finished, but again, he's carrying the water for an establishment that wants to drag this onto the convention to try and screw Trump, to try and stab him in the front, as they've promised to do all along. So we'll continue to track it. Let's go to this Mark Dice video now. Basically, Dice went out again to the beaches of San Diego, that hotspot of intelligence and, not a lot of brain cells going around, as we've documented in the past. He basically asked millennials to show them the browsing history on their phones. Of course, they don't care that the government's surveilling them. They don't care that there's a location tracker on their iPhone, which most people don't even know exists, that tells you that records every single location down to the exact street number where you've been. They don't care about the government having that information. They do care if you ask them to show you their Google history. Let's go to this Mark Dice clip.
A lot of people don't care that the government is spying on everybody. They say that I don't have anything to hide.
Uh-huh.
I would just like to see your recent search history on your phone.
So no.
Just, what do you have to hide?
I'm not even sure. I'd have to think about it, but there might be something.
If you don't have anything to hide, I mean, what are you worried about? I mean, just open the Google app and let me see what the
no.
Some recent no.
Mm-mm.
I just want to see. I want to see what you've been looking up.
Yeah.
Just a curiosity thing. So open
oh,
Google
no.
And go. What do you have to hide?
Anything to hide.
Oh.
I don't know what I have on there.
Well,
I'm not
gonna
let you
can,
look.
We gotta find out.
No.
Here.
Wait, I don't want to do that.
What do you have to hide?
Nothing.
Well, let me see it then. Just a
you
quick.
You can show me.
What's wrong with that? You know.
Nothing.
Well, pull up Google and let me see what you recently looked up.
Just okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
People don't care that the NSA is illegally spying on everybody. They say they don't have anything to hide. So we're just seeing if you have anything to hide. I would just like to take a quick look at your browser history to see what your most recent searches are, please.
Sorry, I don't have time for this.
Let me see the recent search history on your Google app.
No.
What have you been searching that you're embarrassed about?
I don't know. That's my one of my amendments, my right to privacy. Son of a...
That's why I'm asking for your permission. Come on, just show me what you've looked up. What are you so embarrassed about?
I don't know what I'm looking at. No.
Okay, you pull it up then. Let me just see.
No.
What are you so... What's embarrassed?
I don't know.
What have you been looking
at? Trust me, I haven't been looking anything at.
Okay, I'm sure I trust you. Yeah. Uh-huh, that's why you won't let us do it.
So again, the common refrain, what do you have to hide, doesn't stand up when you actually say, well, give me your password then. Show me your browsing history. Then people get concerned about it. They're not concerned about a monolithic government having that power. They are concerned about a random person on the street having that power, which again is the complete millennial disconnect. And this is why people really don't care about intrusions to their privacy, because as long as it's, you know, a few steps away behind this monolithic government, they're just not interested. But if you ask them for their password, then they start to get nervous. Let's hit a few more news stories here in the final few minutes. Merkel served me for tea, comedian says. A German comedian who could be prosecuted for mocking the Turkish president has accused Angela Merkel of filleting him and serving him for tea. So again, this is Jan Boerman, who basically wrote a poem insulting the Turkish president. And Merkel basically threw him to the dogs and said that this should go to court because Germany has this bizarre draconian law which says that if you insult a head of state, then that's a crime. Absolutely tyrannical. We'll get back into this and other news in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra-pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nathan Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Why the union's at peace is
We're back on the final segment of the Alex Jones Show 4th Hour Overdrive, and I would like to encourage you to visit InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a number of great discounts off Anthroplex, Brain Force, Survival Shield, the Skeletal Defense Pack, Bone Support, and more. And of course, getting these products is vital because it helps us build as a news organization. It helps us send reporters out to document and confront these vile social justice warrior leftists, to get them on tape, to show the world, to give an insight as to what, you know, what they stand for, what kind of activity they engage in. It's vital to help us send reporters out to cover Bilderberg every single year. The more reporters we can send out, the more hotspots we can cover, the better we can challenge mainstream media narratives. Because although their power is declining in terms of influence, they've still got a lot of money, so they're able to send reporters out to all these events and act like a real news organization, even though it is just an act. In our case, we're trying to cover as many hotspots as possible. We've been able to do that more over the past few years, but only with your support. So please continue to support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I talked earlier about the messages I was receiving from students at the University of Massachusetts, where if a male student goes to a party and basically looks at a woman, she files sexual assault charges. Well, this is out of the College Fix. Female student straddles guy without his consent, he gets suspended for rape. This is a quote out of the article. She straddled him and started unbuttoning his shirt, according to John Doe's court filings. Later, he alleged she fondled him, which he took as a clear indication of her consent. John asked her to go further, but she declined. The two parted about 1:30 a.m. Yet 2 days later, she accused him of failing to obtain her consent, going to both the hospital and police claiming that John, quote, tried to force her to perform oral sex. So again, yet another case of one of these feminists being radicalized in the gender studies class, being radicalized by the propaganda about a college rape campus myth, which doesn't exist, and then treating any sexual contact, even though she initiated it, as sexual assault on behalf of the man. This is increasing in occurrence, it's increasing in severity, even though in every single case the UVA rape hoax prime amongst them, turns out to be a complete fraud. Mattress girl, fraud. Fraud after fraud, and yet this narrative, you know, one in five women are raped on college campuses, continues to be proffered by not only mainstream media, but also by people like Obama himself. Again, completely ludicrous. Over in Germany, the cultural enrichment of Europe continues. German cover-up scandal. Ministry urged erasing rape from monstrous Cologne migrant attack report. Now, we know that they covered up the fact that these attacks even happened for 3 days afterwards, again committed by a large group of predominantly Muslim migrants. Now it's emerged that one of the top police officers engaged in the investigation ordered the word rape to be removed entirely. Over in France, we've got the Minister for Urban Affairs, Patrick Kanner, saying that there are 100 neighbourhoods in France that present potential similarities with what's happened in Molenbeek, which of course was the wellspring of radicalisation, which produced the Brussels bombers and several of the Paris massacre plotters. So the urban area minister over there in France is basically saying we have 100 of these areas, while the media still pretends that Muslim no-go ghetto zones don't exist. Danish exhibit portraying Paris and Brussels attackers as martyrs reported to police. Basically, they had this leftist artist exhibition which said that the Brussels and Paris terrorists were heroes in their own way. That's how the left treats terrorists. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars Nightly News tonight, and Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Thanks for joining us, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.